fucking time. Basically, I promised everybody I'd do a podcast episode. And depending on this is how I'm going to decide if whether I'm going to keep going or whatever the hell, right? All right, well, for starters, man, the one thing I've been asked about more than anything else, I mean, even though I know, like, a lot of people, a lot of dudes, you know, have been waiting 6 years for this shit. I already checked the profile, know the answer to it, right? But yeah, you motherfuckers are pieces of shit. Oh, my God. She posts a fucking, a picture of herself, right? You get the typical fucking scumbags, like, beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful. You're gorgeous. Oh, you're so lovely. Oh, my God. Men are fucking pathetic. It's hilarious. But yeah, that's besides the point. So, Amber and I are no longer together. We just decided that, you know, it was in the boy's best interest for her to go back to Tennessee. Then she'd also, you know, be with her kids and stuff like that. And my boy would have a family around him, you know, not just a bunch of Mexicans we don't know. You know, just typical shit. It's just, you know, we're at the end of our road. So don't ask me about that shit anymore, all right? Stop being a fucking little bitch and mind your own business. Your mom hates you and you're adopted. Anyway, so there's that, all right? Stop pretending like you didn't know. I got nothing bad to say about her as far as I'm concerned. I mean, she fucking, I hope she finds everything she's looking for. I hope she finds happiness and, you know, she's my best friend and I love her. On to the next thing. This isn't going to be a full-blown episode of sorts. I'm just more or less going to touch base on shit that's going on with me. And it's Neil's fault. He was supposed to be sending me shit every day so that I could do some research and talk about it. But, you know, he's a white person. White people are weird. Tomorrow I start the gym again at 5:30 a.m. I just got a big-ass three-bedroom, three-bath house that I pay $900 a month for. So that's nice. Except that it's fucking too big for myself, so I don't even know what to do anymore. It's weird, like, not having my kid around. Like, I wake up in the morning, you know, and there's no sounds. So I just twiddle my thumbs for, like, you know, 2 hours. So I have no idea what to do or where to go or what to look at. It's fucking weird. And I get to talk to him every day, so that's pretty awesome. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be, you know, just picking topics that are going on. Shit that's like, I don't know if I would say the news because I don't watch the news. Actually, if I don't get my news from Facebook, I have no idea what the fuck's going on in the world. I didn't know that that dude was still the president. The old retard that falls off planes and shit. Whatever the fuck his name is. John Biden, I think. His son, though, fucking awesome. Love his son, dude. that dude's amazing. That dude's fucking amazing. He should be the president. Anyway, I read something about Tupac's murderer being found. I forgot Tupac even existed, let alone that he was dead until 2 days ago. And don't start with the, oh, he's the greatest rapper alive and derp derps. Tupac might have been the greatest artist alive, but he was no fucking great rapper. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, fuck you and your mom. So I'm going to be talking about just shit that's going on that I see or just the things that I think about in general. I don't have the most popular opinion with people, and I say what I want, and I don't fucking care. I live in Mexico. What are you going to do? Nothing. You're not going to do anything. John! Come here, buddy. Listen to this shit. The white people are getting mad. Anyway, when I had the podcast with Amber, you know, we had some fans. It was pretty fucking cool. I know Chrissy, Mike McNair, Craig Broski for sure. A few other people, if I didn't mention you. You're not that important, I guess, you know? Yeah, it was cool. I mean, we did a bunch of different topics and shit like that. I thought it was good. I wish we would have kept going. We had some internal issues on that. my problem is I talk too much shit. Like, you know, I talk way too much fucking shit all the time to everybody. And, I mean, fuck, sometimes I wish I could block myself, you know what I mean, or unfriend myself, but sadly I cannot. But yeah, we had some cool fun. I thought it was fun, you know, it was a good time, and I'm not going to be doing anything like that at all. It's going to be not motivational, it's just going to be me rambling about stupid shit that someone brought up and talking about the things that I think about and, you know, whatever. I'm going to touch on some shit that I really have never told anybody, maybe, like the stuff that I go through and the shit that I hear inside of my El Braino, in my mind. On the line. Yeah. Talk about AI because everyone's freaked out about AI. Somebody was telling me the other day, they were like, yeah, like I think that in like 2 years, you know, they're going to be able to take over the world like the fucking Mitchells against the machines. That's not going to happen. Not anytime soon. And when it does, I'll be grateful because when the apocalypse, you know, comes, people like me rule the world. It's amazing. So I'm actually waiting for that to happen. It's going to be fun. Yeah, plus always, you know, if you have any questions or you have any fucking ideas, let me know and maybe I'll address them, maybe I won't. But the more shit that I have to talk about, the better it'll be. I'm going to keep these episodes to maybe like between, you know, anywhere between 15 and 7 hours long. No, like 15 to 30 minutes maybe is what I'm shooting for. I plan on having some guests here and there. I'm going to try to get it. You know what I'm trying to get? It's going to be impossible, but I'm doing it anyway. I'm just going to reach out and try the fucking crazy British fucker, Russell Brand. Is that his name? I don't know. He plays the fucking old crazy doctor in fucking Despicable Me. That's all I know. And he's been in some other fucking movies probably. Ah, whatever. That guy's all right. It's a weird British fucking person. And if I get him on the show, which is not going to happen, but, you know, I'm going to do it all in Scottish accent. I think that'll be fun. I'll be like, Russell Brand, where have you been all these years, man? I heard about you going to your sister's house, and then out of nowhere they came and they got you, and they were like, you're going to fucking get in trouble for all the shit you've been talking and shites and stuffs. The worst part about a fucking podcast, though, is editing a fucking podcast. I fucking loathe it. I hate it. It's stupid. It gets on my nerves. But it has to be done. I don't even know why it has to be done. It just has to be done. Because it's not like I take two takes. You know, Amber and I, when we fucking did the show, like, everything that we ever did was one take. There was no, yeah, you know, I would get on there and edit some shit out here and there and whatnot. But, like, 95% of the shit you heard was just what was happening. And then we didn't, you know, it just went on. Whatever. It was cool. So, like, if I fuck up, I'm just going to keep going. And you guys just hear the fuck up because I don't care. I mean, as long as I'm making any money for this shit, you people aren't sending me money, you fucking Jews. And by Jews, I meant Hebrews, not, you know, Jewish people or anything like that or the Holocaust. So one thing I did hear about recently was 3 black kids killed a white kid. And I guess they're doing like a year and a half in jail, which is like fucking strange. I'm pretty sure 3 white kids killed a black kid. That white boy be going to prison for a long time. I tell you what, man, all the way to yonders. So, I'm going to say this, and you're going to get mad. Black privilege fucking exists. And if it offends you, guess what? You're probably a black person with privilege. And hey, I don't care. What are you going to do? Nothing. Come fight me. I'll whoop your fucking ass. My favorite black person, honestly, is Lachine. Lachine while I ams. Except for his weird fucking, you know, getting dressed up and stuff. It makes me nervous. And I think he believes he's those people. And I don't know. He has brain problems or something. Ah, whatever. You know, he's weird. He's weird. Married to a white girl, though. Can't be that racist. Yeah. So... And white girl that's married to Lachine, power to you, because I don't know how the fuck you deal with that motherfucker. Lord Christ Almighty. Oh, my God. He actually messaged me today. He said, my white voice still impresses him. Fuck you, man. Ooh. Mom, don't ever listen to these episodes, please, because, you know, I know you still love me, and I don't want you to disown me. And, yeah, so if you're listening, Mom, just turn this shit off. It's not for you. You're an old person. You should be smoking marijuana, you know, and hanging out and going to sleep. I have no idea what I've been talking about this whole time. Like, I don't remember how I started or anything, so I don't know what I've said already. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, never mind. I'm going to keep talking. I got stuff to talk about. So never mind. I can't talk about that stuff. God damn it. Another thing I saw on the Fucks books today was, I'm scrolling, and then scrolling some more, and then I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And I'm scrolling, and I see like 7 or 8 breakup posts, right? And I'm like, these poor fucking fools, you know, they're like just talking about, you know, oh, you know, my heart's broken, oh, blah, 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 I'm dead inside, and Bob Marley and other shit. And I mean, it's part of life, shit happens, you know what I mean? Get over it. Like, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna jump off a building? If you're thinking about jumping off a building because someone broke up with you, do us all a favor and jump off the fucking building. You're welcome. Just fix your life just that easy. See, I'm a fucking marriage counselor. I don't expect a lot of people to really like the show because I'm going to be saying a lot of stuff that, well, I mean, the people that heard the podcast in the past have a decent idea of the fucking foul shit that I spew and the stupid, retarded ass nonsense that I talk about. And like, I mean, hey, sometimes I mean it. And by that, I mean all the time I mean it. But, you know, it's just fun. I wish we can go back to times where, like, you know, everyone could just... not worried about getting offended. Like one time I had this meme, right? I put my face on this meme and I wrote, I don't like racism because racism is a crime and crime is for black people. And I tagged like 5 of my black friends and they all laughed at the shit. Every single one of these black guys laughed at the shit, right? Not to mention I can get away with it because my grandma's black. So go fuck yourself. Thank God I came out light-skinned, but that's a different, you know, topic. And by light-skinned, I mean in no way looking like I'm black. Instead of like, you know, like at first it was cool, right? Everyone laughed, right? And I think it was like maybe 5 months later, the profile was banned permanently. Because, you know, Mark Zuckerberg decided that, you know, it was a bad thing to say. And then I got another one banned, which was so stupid because it wasn't even that bad. I wrote, I don't like fucking sexism because sexism is wrong and being wrong is for women. I don't understand how that offends anyone. How would that offend anyone? what I mean? Really. It's probably those feminist weirdos that look like butches and have mustaches and shit, and chicks don't even like them, the dykes don't even like them. Horrible people. Oh, my God. What, are you from Seattle? My Lord. Anyway, yeah, so this is going to conclude this episode, and give me some topics or I'll have nothing to talk about.